allowing for a referendum to be held on the Single European Act. Meanwhile, Fine Gael leader Alan Jukes has indicated that Fine Gael is likely to table a number of amendments to the bill. In Newry, a 21-year-old man is said to be in a comfortable condition in hospital today after being shot on the leg in an incident at his home at Loander Crescent last night. In North Belfast, a 24-year-old man was shot in the leg in another incident. Meanwhile, there was a bomb attack on a filling station near Dungannon in the early hours of this morning. In the United States, President Reagan has announced stiff tariffs on a wide range of Japanese electronic goods and an escalation of the trade row with Japan. The action is in retaliation for Tokyo's alleged violation of a 1986 deal to open its market to American goods and stop dumping computer chips on world markets. In Argentina, the military garrison in the town of Cordoba is reported to have rebelled in support of demands that some military officers jailed in recent years for human rights violations be granted amnesty. The town has been surrounded by government troops and police. And at Heathrow Airport last night, there's reported to have been chaos when 850 people turned up for the shuttle flight to Belfast. Five extra planes had to be put on to meet the demand for people returning to Northern Ireland for the holiday weekend. And at the start of the holiday weekend, the weather word for the area, some fog and mist patches persisting for a time this morning will lift and clear, giving a generally dry day with some sunny spells. That's it for the moment from the news desk. We'll have a news update at 9:30.
Hello, Boyneside Advertising.
All it takes is a simple phone call. Boyneside Radio Advertising. Telephone 041-37242.
Your station. Boyneside Radio.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room. And the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise, to get on board a transatlantic plane. We've got nothing left to say for, we have no more left. And there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, you boys and girls. Another bloody flight of bells. Our best asset is our best export tool. It's not more the fear of famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join McAlpine's fusiliers. We've got brains and we've got vision. We've got education too. But we just can't throw away these precious years. Streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. Another Sunday. We just wonder what you're doing for to bring us all back home, as we look forward to another Monday. Because it's not the world that scares us, we don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better. switch off your new computers, 'cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving as our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport. Are the bombs
we may have Bono and you two later in the program. The sound of the Wolf Tones and their Flight of Earls. As we put to flight sleep this morning, I can tell you it's almost 9 minutes after nine. I want quickly to flick back through the pages of history on this Good Friday morning, the 17th day of April, and remind you that Benjamin Franklin, the great American statesman who played such an important part in his country's early years of independence, died on this date in 1790. Incidentally, he was the youngest son of a youngest son of a youngest son of a youngest son. And you're probably going to say to yourself that when his mother, you see him coming, she would say, here comes the youngest son of a youngest son of a youngest son of a youngest son. No, you're absolutely wrong. What you say, in the words of Richie P. Havens, was, here comes the son.
Since it's been clear, oh, Here goes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right, it's all right. No, 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 it's all right.
Always a welcome visitor at breakfast time, Here Comes the Sun, hopefully set to stay over the weekend as well.
At the Star and Crescent Recreation Centre, Fir Green Drogheda, Easter Saturday Special, Sean Dunphy in Cabaret.
Come to the bower, all the free boundless ocean.
Yes, this Easter Saturday, dancing in the lounge to Sean Dunphy in Cabaret. The Star and Crescent Recreation Centre, Fir Green Drogheda. Members and guests, welcome.
Easter Specials at Yvonne's of Shop Street. Bridal and bridesmaids, evening and cocktail wear, reduced to half price. Open all day Wednesday, open all day Good Friday. Yvonne's, 12 Shop Street, Drogheda, telephone 38930.
Gigantic factory sell-out shoe sale. Yes, Eagletons have done it again. Eagletons West Street, Drogheda have men's, ladies and children's shoes at unbelievable factory prices. Hundreds of men's leather shoes in black and grey at only £9.99. Ladies' shoes and sandals at £5 and £6. Kiddies' shoes from £4.50. Ladies' leather fashion boots at £11.99, plus many, many more offers. They've done it again. Massive reductions at Eagleton's Factory Shoe Sale. Offer only while stocks last. Sale starts at 10 a.m. this Thursday. Don't you miss it.
Phase Electrical, Shop Street, Drogheda, your local Zanussi dealer. Zanussi National Wash Day is on the 11th of May. Zanussi are launching a special promotion to coincide. Zanussi Jet System Washing Machine, the latest in technology. Big saving on water, electricity, time and detergent. Promotion offer, price £469. Trade in your old washing machine for £50. You also get a £20 voucher through the post. Cash price, only £399. Offer starts on April the 10th. Runs until wash day, May the 11th. £20 off all other Zanussi washing machines at Phase Electrical, Shop Street, Drogheda.
Wide variety of fish now available at J. Loughran and Sons, Drogheda Town Centre.
Fish!
Fresh supplies daily, including sea and freshwater.
Fish!
At J. Loughran and Sons, Drogheda Town Centre. This ad is for
fish!
Your station.
Inside radio.
I feel tears welling up, going deep inside. Ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result could be. Now I live in fear, awake in the beat and moaning, finding that you come for me. This aching pain in my heart was the name of the one that I had to replace. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out and said,
Just a little toe-tap and ankle-crack and knee-knock and thigh-slap and finger-pop and wrist-twist in music. The ever-reliable Dave Edmonds with Stray Cats, and the race is on. You, me, and the music through the morning. What a great way to start the day. Bring on the dancing girls, Chris Rea. Daydreaming on a Friday morning. Bring on the dancing girls. The sound of Chris Rea. Well, we can all daydream. Even Mary Ann Faithful. 21 minutes after 9.
I hope that I won't be that lone anymore. Maybe I've learned this time that I find what I'm reaching for, the way that it is in my mind. Someday I'll get over you. I'll live to see it all, but I'll dreaming my dream with you. change me, not if I can. I'd rather believe in love, give it away as much as I can to those that I'm fondest of.
Me too, I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you. The gentle sound this morning of Marianne Faithfull. Perhaps your dreams are for heading in the direction of the surf and the sun and the sea over the weekend. Well, make sure you head in the right direction. I see a report in one of the English papers today which says that surfing fans could be flocking to the wrong resort over Easter after watching BBC TV's Holiday 87. Apparently, presenter Frank Boff told viewers that Britain's surfing championships were being held at Tynemouth, near Newcastle upon Tyne, but many thought he meant Tynemouth in Devon. Mrs. Julie Hill, who's the manager of Tynemouth, that's the one in Devon's tourist office, said, "We've been flooded with calls about the championships, but everyone has got the wrong idea." You dread to think of how many people will turn up looking for the surfers only to find the sea here as flat calm. We wouldn't like people to be disappointed. The trouble apparently stems from the fact that Tynemouth and Tynemouth, although spelled differently, are pronounced the same. Just thinking to myself, if they do turn up in their thousands, going to be a lot of crazy people in Tynemouth and Devon over the weekend. Ottawa. Crazy music, crazy people. Half past nine, news update from the Boyneside News Desk. In the United States, President Reagan has said he's optimistic that East-West agreement will be reached this year on the question of nuclear arms reductions. In Dublin, a 60-year-old woman died and a youth is in a critical condition in hospital today following a house fire at Ballyfermot overnight. The IRA have announced that it's to discontinue its practice of firing volleys of shots over the coffins of its members in church grounds in future. In London, Scotland Yard has warned that further letter bombs may be sent to senior civil servants or former civil servants following the discovery of a fifth letter bomb last night within 2 days. In South Africa, Archbishop Desmond Tutu and 50 churchmen have defied a government ban on campaigning for the release of political detainees. And in New York, police have arrested 19 Wall Street brokers in charges of trading cocaine in return for illegal insider stock exchange tip-offs. The weather word for the area, generally mild, dry and sunny, although some fog patches will persist for a time this morning. That's it for the moment from the news desk. We'll have a news update at 10.
Hello, Boyneside Advertising.
All it takes is a simple phone call. Boyneside Radio Advertising. Telephone 041 37242.
It's going to be a bumper Easter at Luciano's nightclub and Pavarotti's Disco Bar. Come along to Pavarotti's on Saturday night before 9:30 p.m. You'll get free admission to the nightclub. There's a fabulous Easter carnival disco on Sunday night from 9 to 2:30 with half-price admission before 10 p.m. Easter Monday is a student's disco from 8 to 12 with lots of spot prizes. And Spider Simpson returns to you on Wednesday the 22nd with a late disco. Thursday there's an Augustinian Youth Club student disco and of course the Tom Tom Club every Friday night. All at the most popular disco on the East Coast, Luciano's and Pavarotti's at the Boyne Valley Hotel Drogheda. You're number one.
McDonald's Top 10 Videos, Ulster Lane, Drogheda. Number 10, The Money Pit. Number 9, Commando. Number 8, National Lampoon's European Vacation. Number 7, Youngblood. Number 6, Room with a View. Number 5, Enemy Mine. Number 4, Murphy's Law. Number 3, Out of Africa. Number 2, Jewel of the Nile. And at number 1, The Karate Kid 2. Remember, you can hire out a video player for just $2.99. Film vouchers, 12 films for £10, 25 films for £20. We put people before profit. McDonald's Video Library, Ulster Lane, Drogheda.
This Easter weekend at the Julianstown Inn, Julianstown, County Meath. On Saturday night, it's Dermot O'Leary and the Bards. And on Easter Sunday night, in Cabaret, John Collier, dancing from 9 o'clock till 2 a.m. with bar extension. Easter entertainment at the Julianstown Inn, Julianstown, County Meath.
Thinking of throwing away your old watch? Well, stop, because Town Centre Jewellers will give you £25 for any old watch. Going or stopped, even a digital. Just trade in your old watch for a fabulous ladies' pulsar quartz, and Town Centre Jewellers will give you £25 trade-in for your old watch. Only at Town Centre Jewellers, Drogheda Town Centre.
Why not call to Eamon Sampson's this Easter for prime turkey, ham, lamb and pork. Pork and beef sausages made fresh daily. Also cocktail sausages made to order. Telephone 041 38750. Eamon Sampson, 32 Peter Street, Drogheda.
Your station.
Boyneside Radio.
I can't.
some other time. Cause tonight I'll only share my love with him.
Just taking time out, taking things easy. The gentle sound of Judy Boucher doing terribly well in the charts, and rightly so too. What is it called? Can't be with you tonight. That's a shameful thought. Yes, indeed. However, be that as it may, there's an LP track I want to play this morning. The reason being that it features, amongst others, the late lamented Declan McNeillis, whose sad death occurred following an incident last weekend. He was a member of Hotfoot, and from their LP, which is, as you know, only Brill, this is one of the better tracks.
Wildcat Kelly, a looking hotty tail, was standing by the sheriff's sign. And when the sheriff said, I'm sending you to jail, Wildcat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land, neath the starry skies above. Don't fence me in, let me ride through the wide open spaces that I love. Don't fence me in, let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my own saddle underneath the western sky. I cry, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountain. I'm gonna ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't stand hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
I tell you, it's really touch of class in an everyday world. The sound of Hotfoot and Don't Fence Me In. I thought it might bring a smile to your face. Easy listening on a Friday morning, the Everlys.
Traveling down our different roads, trying hard to alone. We take it there, but we can't let go. It's so hard to lay it down.
Album tracking this morning, The Gentle Sound of Don and Phil, and Lay It Down, one of their re-emergent LPs. I think it's one of the times they'd come together after some of the family feuds, about 10 years or so ago, that, recorded in Nashville. Unmistakable Tina Turner. Certainly one of a kind. Who said thank goodness?
Yeah. Some boys has got the look of a creep Adonis. And some boys is trying to talk you off of your feet.